I Love You, Stinky Face. Written by Lisa McCourt. Illustrated by Sid Moore. When you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. I love you, my wonderful child, said Mama as she tucked me in. But I had a question. Mama, what if I were a big, scary ape? Would you still love me then? If you were a big, scary ape, I would comb your whole hairy self to make sure you didn't have any tangles. And I would make your birthday cake out of bananas. And I would tell you, I love you, my big, scary ape. But Mama, what if I were a super smelly skunk? And I smelled so bad that my name was Stinky Face. Then I would give you a bath and sprinkle you with sweet-smelling powder. And if you still smelled bad, I wouldn't mind. And I would hug you tight and whisper in your ear, I love you, Stinky Face. But Mama, what if I were an alligator with big, sharp teeth that could bite your head off? Then I would buy you a bigger toothbrush for your big teeth and make sure that you brush them every night so they'd stay healthy and strong. And if you had a sore throat, I would stick my head right inside your enormous jaws to make sure you were okay. And I would say, I love you, my ferocious alligator. But Mama, what if I were a terrible, meat-eating dinosaur with razor-sharp claws that ripped my sheets to shreds every night while I slept? Then I would give you plenty of meat to eat, if that is what you liked. And I would sew your sheets back together every day, because, after all, ripping them would be an accident. And I would tuck you into your newly mended sheets every night and say, I love you, my sweet, terrible dinosaur. But Mama, what if I were a swamp creature with slimy, smelly seaweed hanging from my body and I couldn't ever leave the swamp or I would die? Then I would build a house right next to the swamp and I would stay with you and take care of you always. And when you splashed to the surface, I would say, I love you, my slimy little swamp monster. But Mama, what if I were a green alien from Mars and I ate bugs instead of peanut butter? Then I would dress you in colors that showed off your nice green skin. And I would pack your lunchbox with beetles and spiders and ants and grasshoppers and the tastiest bugs you ever had. And I would pack a note with all the bugs that said, I love you, little greenie. Bon appetit. But Mama, what if I were a cyclops and I had just one big, gigantic eye in the middle of my head? Then I would look right into your gigantic eye and say, I love you, my little cyclops.
and I would sing you a lullaby until your one gigantic eyelid got droopier and droopier, and it finally closed and you fell fast asleep. I love you, Mama. And I love you, my wonderful child.